Hi, I'm Anna Yelen, also called the Time Expert, because that is what I do. I talk about time, I write about time, I dream about it. If it were a dish, I would eat it. If you lack time or would like more of it, you might want to think about a free consultation call with me. Contact me via my homepage, annayelen.com, and let me tell you how we could work together so that you can get more out of your time. Go to annajelen.com. And now, let's start. Welcome, my dear listener, to this episode, which I am really looking forward to, because it is about one funny story that shows the principle of throwing yourself into the cold water and how that develops your personality. It has always been important to me that this podcast channel brings you added value, and this is becoming more important than ever, so I am very grateful that you are here. Thank you. Okay, the story. In brief, the story is about this, a straightforward misunderstanding that led to 1 year of work I never thought I would be doing. Still, it taught me a few essential lessons. But the biggest one is to assert myself, to push through, to speak up. And oh my God, I remember my favorite sentence. It was like, "One more word and you will have finished playing today." Yeah. Sounds harsh. Well, I had to be in that particular environment. I was 16 when I left home and went to the UK, where I lived for more than 1 year. Yes, it's early to leave at 16, but I wanted to explore new things. I lived with a family whom I still carry deep in my heart. I worked in a stable with 30 horses, and I went to college to do my high school graduation. It was a lot of work, and it was also the place where I learned to work hard. The school only accepted me because I begged Miss B to get me there because I wanted to. Miss B was the lady I was living with. And the school said yes, but I also had to say yes to a deal with Miss B. To learn as quickly and well English as possible so that nobody would see the difference between my exam results and the ones from an English resident, because I was the only foreigner at that college. I said yes. So here we are, the first sports lesson. And I was scared to death of my sport teacher. He was loud and determined and severe. And I didn't understand a fraction of English, but his body language, oh, I tell you, that was clear enough. We all sat when he asked a question, and everyone, as I thought, put their hand in the air. And so did I. I looked around and saw I was the only girl with a hand in the air. Down he went. And that's when he said something like, Oh no, the newbie there, you are going to be in it, and you are going to be the example for the other girls. The guy sitting next to me did speak a bit of German, so I asked him what I had just said yes to. He looked at me, worried, and answered, "You are going to do the 1 year education to become a soccer referee." I asked, "Soccer? What is soccer?" "Football. 11 men running after one ball." Oh no. No, I thought. I was interested in ice hockey and rugby, but never soccer or football. And what is a referee? I asked. The one with the whistle. The one controlling the game and making sure the rules are followed. Well, that was easy because for me that was a huge no. A no-go. A no, really not decision. So after the lesson, I told my sports teacher. Let's say he had a different view on this. And I hadn't learned assertiveness then. So you put one and one together. Many, many, many football matches later, to be exact, 1 year later, I received my badge on a soccer field, wearing my short black referee panties and my black and white striped shirt, my whistle around the neck, soaked and drenched in the dirt, after having whistled my last match for my exams. Yes, I received my badge on the soccer field from my very proud sports teacher. I remember walking to the parking lot where a rocker mate of the oldest son I was living with was standing, leaning on his old beige Volvo, smoking a cigarette. He was there to pick me up and he said, I'm sure you learned a lot that year. And the only thing I said was, drive. Please drive. Did I like to whistle matches, study the rules and learn everything about football, a topic that did not interest me in a bit? No. No, I really didn't. But today I know this. It's a lifestyle. To throw yourself into the cold water and learn from it. To leave that comfort zone. Is it fun? Clearly not always. But oh dear me, one learns so much. So much that it's worth it. Before I turn to you, let me tell you what I learned in that year. To get up early on a Sunday and to whistle a match when others could sleep out. To learn stuff I wasn't interested in, but had to develop the motivation to do it anyways, to overcome the worst fearful inner talks in my head before a game, to stay cool while being offended and insulted by the players, and to speak up and to freaking assert myself. Yeah. And now to you, my dear listener, what could the inspiration behind that story be for you? I invite you to pick one or perhaps even a few of these reflections to carry with you. Let's start with embracing the unknown, or in that case, embrace discomfort. Much like diving into cold water wakes up every part of you, stepping into situations that are out of your comfort zone can get your life into unexpected ways or lead your life into unexpected ways. It's about the courage to face discomfort head on and knowing that it is a catalyst for growth. It just always is. And who doesn't want to grow? The next one, this one is hard, but how about finding motivation in the unfamiliar? Sometimes we must engage with tasks or subjects that do not immediately interest us. Yeah, it's a hard one, I told you. And finding the motivation to proceed, it's about digging deep and discovering personal incentives that push you to move forward. So again, it's about growth. Next one, overcoming fear. Everyone has an internal dialogue, especially in moments of fear or anticipation, and learning to master this dialogue and to quiet the voice of doubt is such a powerful lesson. And that's a big one for me. And I can tell you it's not about silencing fear, but it is about learning to soothe yourself. Oh, I am so happy that I can, when doubts are coming or the inner talk gets really harsh, that I can soothe myself. Oh, yeah. Yeah, thankful for this one. And this one also, I love this one, staying composed under pressure. I know many, and many of you I know, who are really good at it. And I love it when we can, because life will test our composures. It's, and often in the most public and challenging ways, you know? And like me on that soccer field. Oh, and the ability to remain calm and collected, especially when faced with criticism and hostility, yeah, that is like a badge to your inner strength. And it's a good one. It's a good one. And the last one, here we go, speaking up and asserting yourself. Perhaps the most crucial lesson of all is like learning to voice your truth. And the assertiveness is not about aggression, but about confidently and respectfully stating your case. Okay, as a soccer referee, it's easy. There are rules. And yeah, I mean, it's okay to say, I'm afraid I have to disagree. Or it's okay to say, I don't like it. It's powerful. It is so powerful. And to say it, oh my God, it will save so much time. It will save time. Okay, so what's your take? Which one of these reflections resonate most with you? Let me know. If you have questions, let me know. And I do challenge you in this episode. Don't shy away next time you're faced with a cold plunge. And I mean it metaphorically and not metaphorically. Embrace it. And you might find that the water is not as cold as you feared. It happens. And the lessons learned are worth every shiver. Yeah. This said, I literally will go for a cold ice bath right now. Yeah. And it's true, you know, the thing with the shiver? It's worth it. It's worth every shiver I have in my ice bath, because how I feel afterwards, oof, it's more than, yeah, it's more. It's good. Did I tell you that I'm open to one-on-one coachings again? So if you fancy a free consultation call, please contact us through my website annajelen.com or via Instagram at annathetimeexpert. Well, that's all for today, and I hope you are doing well. And for all the Marianne and Marlene, happy name day to you. Yeah, it's your name day today. It's the 4th of April. So take care. And oh, no. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, my dear listeners out there, in 2 months, this podcast channel, or at least a few episodes, will be up in the sky. Yeah. They will be on all long-distance flights from Lufthansa, big one, Austrian Airlines, and Swiss, and Edelweiss. Yeah, and that is so funny. That is so funny. More about another time. Anyway, have a lovely day. Take care. Bye-bye.